Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code Radio20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
Call it an Apple Palooza today. Apple earnings out last night, stock higher on that. So Apple shares rallying, and that sent the stock briefly to a $900 billion market cap. And oh yeah, the iPhone 10 hitting Apple stores. And yes, folks were lining up to be there when the stores open. Let's get more from our Julie Verhage, stocks reporter at Bloomberg News, on the phone in New York, watching that move in Apple. Also our guy with all the fun gadgets, Mark Gurman, technology reporter in our Bloomberg 960 studio in San Francisco. Mark, I saw the lines when I came in around 6:15 a.m. this morning here in New York City, saw them at Palo Alto where our Emily Chang was. Looks like there was a lot of demand.
Yeah, and guess what? I actually have mine right in front of me. I have the box here. I'm just opening it up while actually talking to you. So you're sort of taking me away from that, but that's okay.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. But it's cool so far. The lines are lines like I haven't seen since the original iPhone in 2007 or maybe the iPhone 4 back in 2010. So clearly a lot of demand here for this new phone.
You look, my husband, very eager because he's getting his delivered too today. Tell me about, though, as you open it up and check it out, what is it that you're most looking forward to playing around with and most anticipating?
Definitely the Face ID, the face recognition in the new screen, both very impressive from my hands-on time with it a couple of months ago at the introduction on September 12th. And I'm going to jump in here on this and give my thoughts at 12:30 Pacific time on Gadgets with Gurman on Facebook Live.
All right, looking forward to that. In the meantime, Julie, come on in on this chat here because we have been watching Apple shares. They're up almost $5 as we speak right now. That's good for about a gain of 2.8%. At their high, they were up 3.7%, $172.90 a share. I'm looking at the trade. We did hit a $900 billion market cap.
We did, briefly, earlier today. So apparently Mark and your husband are not the only two that are excited about getting this new iPhone. Apple shares have had an incredible year, though. Even before, you know, the iPhone X was launched, Mark and other people at Bloomberg have all been reporting on, you know, new things that were coming out with this very highly anticipated phone, and it's driven shares up 50% year-to-date. So just an incredible run. There's literally, you look on the Bloomberg terminal and you can see what analysts are saying. There's not a single one that has a sell on this company. I think it's 36 buys and 6 holds on it. So no one says that, you know, this is the top for Apple.
That's true. And Julie, you were talking to some analysts. What did they say to you about Apple and particularly after their earnings report last night? Because folks I was talking to were like, this was an incredible quarter.
Right. No, revenue was hit a record high this quarter. $84 billion was what analysts expected, and Apple went for $84 billion to $87 billion in the quarter that will end in December. So that'll capture a lot more of this iPhone X demand that we're talking about. Because as we said, like the lines just started today. You could pre-order it last week. There really wasn't any of that caught up in this quarter that they reported last night. So it was hard for analysts to kind of gauge that because Apple CEO Tim Cook was also very cagey about answering questions about what demand actually looks like for this phone. But next quarter, he's not going to be able to get around that. They're actually going to have to report the numbers. But analysts were really excited. China picked back up again, which is a very important market for not only other gadgets, but especially the iPhone X. And from different surveys that analysts are doing, it looks like they're anticipating a lot of iPhone demand.
Mark, how might this iPhone X be a bit of a game changer for Apple. I think I was talking to somebody earlier in the week, and they said, you know, this is a phone we think that is also going to see some interesting demand and in China specifically, where they have other options, much cheaper options for a lot of individuals.
I mean, I think the higher price is going to drive up, you know, new revenue opportunities and higher ASPs for Apple, which should both really entice investors.
You sound like you're busy playing with your phone. I'm just telling you, Mark Gurman.
Oh, no.
Focus, focus.
It's not true.
Just kidding. Listen, we just got about a minute left here, Mark. You said that you're interested about the face recognition. Anything else, though, on this phone? I mean, come on. It's $1,000.
Well, the new screen is pretty impressive. I mean, the notch here, I mean, it's a glaring addition. You can see it, right? That's that cutout on the top of the screen. But overall, it looks really crisp, really nice, really fast. I really like the stainless steel band. I got the black one around the phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice. It has a good premium feel to it. It feels like a heavy phone, like a high-end Virtu phone, even though it's, you know, just a $1,000 phone, not one of those $15,000 Virtu phones. So it's a nice feeling phone. I know we're talking about a phone here, but it almost feels like a higher-end accessory.
We actually had two phones that we were able to come, and we canceled the order on one, if you can imagine, because I want to wait for a bigger iPhone 10. I'm just
smart.
Mark Gurman, technology reporter at Bloomberg News in our Bloomberg 960 studio in San Francisco. Julie Verhage, tracking the stock for us here. She's our stocks reporter at Bloomberg News on the phone in New York City. Apple shares, as I mentioned, up about 4.6, actually $4.60, up 2.7% at $172.74 a share. This is Bloomberg Radio.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code Radio20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.